Blog Talk Radio.
Schedule Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you? If you want to give us a call in here and do it, get a reading for yourself, please do so. We're doing free readings today, free angel readings. So therefore, ask anything you'd like to ask, business, career, relationships, life. When I say relationship, ask questions. You know, look at the situation in your life right now. And you're going to ask yourself one thing. Are you having a great relationship with everyone who crosses your path? Yeah, are you sucking it? Are you kissing? Let me rephrase that. Are you a person who is sitting there looking at situations and listening to everything everybody tells you? And then trying to question somebody else by what someone else told you instead of listening to yourself? Then ask the questions. Am I listening to myself? What can I do in the process of following my heart? Listen, follow, those kind of things. The idea, how can I recognize the idea? What can I do? The thing about the situation of asking questions that have to do with your gifts, your guides, your angels, the idea of second-guessing yourself, how can I let go? All these questions are very important in the situation of actually listening to the answers. If you've got somebody in front of you that you say is wrong about everything, and you refuse to look at that person, and you refuse to see the reflection that that person's giving you, and you just come right off the bat and go, you know something? You're wrong. You're wrong about everything. So if you are in that boat, then you need to stop and take a look at yourself right now and ask yourself one question. Why is that person such a threat to you? Could it be the reason that person is such a threat to you is because when you look at that person, you see the changes that you do have to make. You see the changes that are going to happen in your life. And you see that you're going to have to restructure your vision of what you thought before because things changed. If you're not allowing yourself to do that, even to the point, I've seen this before and over again, but the woman was looking at the guy saying, you're trying to change me. If we are realistically, and this is what I believe, that every person and everything and every person, every situation that crosses your path reflects something back at you about yourself. And you are not listening, then you're not listening to yourself. If you're not allowing yourself to change, then you're not listening. And the reason you're thinking this person is wrong is because you refuse to take a look at yourself. I mean, if you're going to sit there and seriously ask yourself the question, why do I find this person threatening? Because you're sitting there being so determined that this person is wrong and you're telling them to change and to stop doing what they're doing because you don't want to hear it. Stop and ask yourself, why don't you want to hear it? Because it's been a proven fact that when guidance is given to you, it will keep repeating itself until you accept it for the truth and realize it's there and it's happening, so your life will change for the better, so you'll be there for the better. And if you're in a situation of trying to find yourself and you refuse to look at one person in your life as anything good for you, all you're doing is denouncing in the process. You're a contradiction. You're saying, I'm trying to find myself. I want to know who I am. But you take that one key component, because it's like this. The reflection, bad or good, the person is not the problem. It's what they're reflecting back at you that you need to take a look at. You need to realize, why is that happening? If you can't sit there and allow yourself to see it, then you're not seeing yourself. So isn't it a contradiction if you're sitting there saying, I'm trying to find myself, I'm looking for myself? At the same time, you're telling somebody they're wrong, and everything about what they just said or done or situation doesn't help you one way or the other. Don't we have to sit back and look at ourselves and ask ourselves the question? How come I can't give it 5 minutes to sit down and take a look at it and see if it's true or if it's not true? So these are the things about relationships. They're individuals. Sure, we have books that say, 97% of men can't be changed. 97% of controlling men can't be controlled. That's what they're saying. No one's looking at the situation, the problem. Why is the man being controlling? More likely, he's out of control, and he's not looking at the ideal reflections of people around him, too. Looking at this nice, compassionate woman who wants to be there for him. Or else it could be the idea of mass consciousness to say, hey, you know something? 97% of men, abusive men, can't be changed. I think we should be focusing on the 3%, don't you think? There's the success rate right there. 3% of men can be changed. 3% of controlling men can be diverted. It's the ideal, for some reason, if someone has taken the time and really put the energy into the situation of helping these people find out why do they do what they do. And in the process of finding the core of the situation, of the problem, they found the solution. So they were able to change the outcome. But whoever wrote the freaking book, in my opinion, was more focused on the 97% who can't to point out. Because, you know, in the real world, as I call it, in the spiritual world, even the Bible, it says nothing is impossible. In the process of having faith, nothing is impossible. So isn't the book a contradiction? It's saying they can't be changed. Maybe because they're doing too many physical stuff when they should actually be calling in divine intervention to say, okay, this person is not listening to themselves. They're not following their heart. They're acting out through their head. How can we change that? It's the idea of taking the energy and bring it back down to the heart and realizing that once the heart sees it, once the person starts following their heart and the heart starts resonating the idea, ooh, what's going on? The truth. It's like when you follow your heart, when you listen to your heart, it will eventually illuminate your mind. So therefore you see it as much as you feel it. You feel it first, and then you see it. Okay, if you're not following your heart, your mind will put pictures in there saying, okay, this is what it is, which is actually the feeding into fear. And then we realize the ideal. You know, people have a tendency to look at you and go, okay, I'm meditating. I'm doing my freaking thing over here, and I'm going to deal with the fear this way. And meditation, what meditation is to give you the strength. Is to give you the strength to face your fears. Because let's say you're scared or working on something, or you're working for a call center, and it just freaks you out to get on that freaking phone. You can meditate forever, but eventually you're going to have to face that phone, because at that moment, that phone is the fear. As soon as you face that phone and the people on it, you realize that it was just an illusion that you're feeding into that made you think that these things were the problem, when actually the problem was within yourself. To find the solution was the idea of finding yourself. And if you're refusing to see everything on the outside as it reflects to you, to go within and to find you, because, you know, realistically, it's the experiences, the people, and the situations that we go through is the ideal of discovering oneself. And we know for a fact that if you're looking for love out there, if you're looking for people to back up what you want, you'll find them. Shouldn't we all be looking? Shouldn't we be opening ourselves up to the people who are going to tell us the truth? If we follow our hearts, and it does illuminate our minds, we will always feel, see, and know the truth. We won't have to ask anybody. And more than likely, you will attract people to back up and support what you're saying. If you have people out there telling you that somebody in your life is wrong by what you have told them, don't we also have to take a step back and say, that person I'm talking to really can't see the whole picture because they're only seeing my part of the picture. When I do relationship counseling with people, I work with the man, I work with the woman, and then I work with both of them. So I get the full picture. And when people are getting advice, the one thing you're missing out on is you're always going to find people to kiss your ass, okay? I don't care what kind of situation you're in, you're always going to find somebody. You know, it's like the situation with RV people, remote viewing. The world is coming to an end. The economy is going to crash. You know something? If you are focusing on those things, like they always say, like attracts like. They will find those disasters. But if you look at the situation, are they finding disasters? Are they creating disasters? Because that's where their focus is at. you know, and these situations of relationships and that kind of stuff. The one reason I say family and friends butt out, because their energy is real as well. And if you're going to everybody outside your relationship instead of confronting each other, then you are really not taking the importance of the relationship. A relationship, as it was in the beginning, was three. It was Adam, Eve, and God. And God did one thing. He allowed them to do. He gave them freedom, you know, freedom of choice. All right? In the process of this, I've seen so many times with relationships, it's not the idea of not allowing one to grow, to expand, but at the same time not allowing themselves to also grow with the whole thing, because they're so scared to death of change. But they go outside the situation, they're looking at things, and they say, okay, here's a person that can help me. And the first thing this person says is, oh, I see you as in a relationship. I hope you made it out alive. I hope you're okay. When nothing ever happened physically or emotionally, it was a person who just refused to see it for what it was and was asking somebody, what do you think about this? How can you really get an honest answer from that person? How can you really take the belief? Because what they're going to do is you're basically coming to the table with your fears. And are you not going to attract someone else with the same fears too? Of course that person's going to acknowledge you and say, yes, you're right. But don't you want somebody who's going to be objective? I've seen this too, where people, there's a person, you know, certain people have a tendency to tell everybody, you're doing fantastic. You're doing awesome. When they're not. You know, realistically, we need for people to tell us the truth. And I've noticed lately that, especially with the younger crowd, if you tell them the truth, all they want to do is look you in the face and say, you're like my mother. Or you're like my father. Are you like my friends who keep telling me what I'm doing wrong? And the person goes right into defense mode. Wait a second. Boom, you're wrong. And you're like, the thing you're going to ask yourself is, okay, how do you know I'm wrong? I just told you what I think. I've told you what I've seen. And you're sitting there going, you're wrong. Either way you look at the situation, this is a person who's in denial. This person is not admitting anything, because the key component here is the person is saying, you're wrong, right off the bat. There's no assessment, there's no time, there's no meditation, there's nothing. It's just the fear that says, you're wrong, because if I sit there and accept what you're saying, I will find myself. Am I ready to really see who I am? And 9 out of 10 times, people sit there and say this. I had this lady ask me this the other day. She said, I just had a reading with somebody, and I saw all these things that came to the forefront, these realizations, which I am not ready to confront. And I told her flat out, you have to understand one thing. If the realizations happened, you saw what they were, and you know you need to deal with them, yes, you do have the strength to deal with it right now, or they would have never came to the forefront. Your angels and guides would have never presented it to you. And now they have presented it to you. Now it's time to face those fears. And the only way you can realistically face your fears, okay, go meditate for a while. But you're going to have to come back and face that. They're saying, let go of the negative energy. Okay, let go of the negative energy. But the illusion still remains, because you haven't faced it and realized that what it is, an illusion. I guarantee if you face it, what you're going to find out is that wall you thought was there is a curtain you can walk through. But you're never going to find that out until you take the walk and until you do the action. You can sit there and be in that meditation all the time. Okay, great. That's like people who sleep all the time because they don't want to deal with the world. It's like people say, I'm working on how to have trust in a relationship. And I say, how can you work on trust in a relationship when you're not in a relationship and you're hiding in the corner? Or you're hiding on the computer. And you're talking to people on the computer. There's people on those computers. You're not confronting those. It's not an interaction. It's just a freaking screen that popped up on the thing and said, hello. But the thing is, you don't have to do nothing, do you? It's one of those situations. It's realistically, let's take a look at it, guys. Take a look at yourself and go, okay, am I hiding? Hey, I sat there and saw a relationship the other day. It was just weird. I'm sorry. But to sit there and watch two people who've been communicating on the computer, they hadn't even picked a phone up and talked to each other. 8 months on the computer, and they only lived 20 minutes away from each other. Okay, what happened here? All right. What the heck? Just lost the control here, guys. Hold up. All right, electronics, huh? Drive you nuts. Anyway, I'm saying with the situation of the computers and stuff, you need to ask yourself a question, guys. Are you hiding? I mean, someone on the computer for 8 months when they could have drove 20 minutes to see each other. To be honest with you guys, when it comes to relationship counseling, I will tell people, when you meet somebody, you should meet them in the first 2 hours. Why? Because that's how it was in the beginning. Adam met Eve. She was presented to him. They didn't exchange phone numbers. I'll call you in 3 days. No. She was presented to him. He accepted it. They became a couple. Simple as that. That's how it works, guys. And you're all sitting there walking around in this freaking world saying, I need to find myself. Not realizing that your significant other has a lot to do with you finding who you are as much as them finding who they are. It's like twin flames. People are talking about twin flames and freaking out going, you know, and a real, twin flames when they meet each other, it's fireworks and flowers and ooh. I'm sitting there going, you know something, in a freaking perfect world, you're right. But we have to realize one thing with situations, okay? Soulmates. Twin flames are soul connections. So the connection soul, spirit-wise, will always be perfect. But the body and the mind, it depends where they're at that moment in their lives. They will definitely, twin flames are like two mirrors reflecting each other. That's what I'm saying. If you're looking at the other person and you're saying it's your fault for everything that happened in my life, it's your fault because I spent that money. It's your fault because of every action I did. You need to take a serious look at yourself and say, you know something, my friend? You are not taking 100% accountability for your life. And that's on both sides, okay? Both people walk, step back, and look at the idea, look at the situation, and ask yourself, what is that reflection casting back at you? That person's not your problem. That person's not doing anything to you. That person can't hurt you. But I guarantee that one little voice inside you, which is you, can and does. It's depending on if you're going to feed into it or you're going to sit there and say, that person just said some things about me. It's just not true. But you don't need to, you don't need to verse it to the person. If you're voicing it to the person, you really need to take a look at yourself and say, okay, what's up? Because we've had too many situations of a person looking at them things and not taking accountability for their lives. I mean, I heard a story the other day where a girl sat there and told a guy, here's my information. I'm hoping he won't charge me for the cab. Here's my information. Give me a call sometime. Don't girls realize at that moment you're a prostitute? You're selling your body. Because you have no intentions of being with that person. You're trying to save money. Do you have that lack of confidence in yourself to realize that you are a special, unique, gifted, talented woman? That you don't have to give that person that whole thing and not realizing that you have just announced who you are. That person only sees the piece of ass he can get later. He doesn't see who you are. He doesn't see who you are because we had this conversation the other day, too, with someone sitting there talking about, well, that person's a 26-year-old. Forget it, guys. Drop the age thing. The age has nothing to do with it. When you talk about maturity, it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with a person's mentality. Okay? So we can't look at the situation and go, well, I know how I was at that age. Doesn't matter how you was at that age. It's the idea of looking at the person and realizing age has nothing to do with it. We need to take a real serious look at ourselves, our personalities, our characteristics, and our actions are what we're doing. And why are we doing it? What is going on in our lives? What are the fears we haven't confronted to actually putting us in a situation where we feel like we need to do these things? The insecurity of giving a person a phone number and information because you're hoping to save on a fare and not realizing you're a prostitute. Give me a call later. It's like looking at people going, Do you realize that you just said money's more important than you are? When money's not important, because money doesn't even have a feeling. It doesn't have a heartbeat. It doesn't breathe. It has no mental capacity. It only does what you do. It only goes in the direction you send it in. Okay? And not realizing, let's take it to the gravity part and scare the hell out of you, okay? I saw this, yeah, I heard this story, and it was one of the things I think is very important. When you sit there and look at the situation of a woman who's a realtor, okay, and a guy calls her up and says, I need you to show me this house. And, you know, something, her guidance and her angels are, I mean, they're putting the flags out. Don't go, don't go. You know, don't go, don't go. She doesn't listen to her guidance, okay? You know why? Because selling that house, making money was more important than she was, okay? And the process of this money being, and this house being more important than she is, making everything else and everyone else more important than she is, realizing that, no, she's an important person that makes it's making all this stuff happen, she falls into the situation. She's not listening to her intuition. Her intuition is trying to save her from a situation, but she won't allow it because she's too fixated on money, materialistic stuff, okay? So she's not important no more. It's making the dollar. So she goes and shows the guy the house. In the process of showing this guy the house, he beats her up. He rapes her. He beats her so bad he just leaves her for dead. Okay? The same girl who got the cab, how does she know she's not putting herself in the same situation of a guy beating the hell out of her? Now realizing the reason it happened is because you refused to listen to your guidance. If you would have listened to your guidance, it would have never happened. And it was the same thing with this lady. This is the true story. The lady, people were appalled by the whole thing because they thought she was playing the victim when she was taking 100% accountability for her own actions. Okay? What she said to everybody was, after she went through the therapy and stuff, said, someone asked her, you know, who was at fault here? She said she was. Everybody was like freaking out, going, why do you mean it was your fault? This man did something bad to you. No, this man did something to her. And then she said, if I would have listened to my guidance, which was even talking to me as I was going up the sidewalk to turn around and go home, if I would have listened to my guidance 100%, it would have never happened to me. I'm not saying he's not accountable for his actions. Of course he is, but that's his responsibility. And those are his actions, and he needs to take 100% accountability for that he did those things because he wanted to. The same thing with her, too, as well. So when you put yourself in these situations of relationships or whatever they are, ask yourself, what did I do to get that action, that reaction, the whole situation? Because in these situations, they're relationships in all kinds of sense of the word. You can't just blame one person for the whole thing. If anything, you really can't blame the other person for anything. It was a point of where you put yourself in the situation. You put yourself at that moment. You sort of go, okay, he'll get better. He'll get better. Your intuition and your angel are going, no, what are you talking about? No, 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 no. You need to pack and go. And then you start using excuses. I don't have the money. I don't have a car. I don't have this. And it's like the idea of realizing, what are you doing? All you're doing is making excuses for you, for where you really know you should be. Then you have to ask yourself, why are you making those excuses? And when a person hears you making those excuses, people have a tendency to react just like a bullet. Do you realize that when someone is shot at, it's not the person themselves that's actually ducking. The body automatically just ducks to avoid something as trying to save you. Okay? Natural response. So when we see people doing these things, and we're qualified to see these things, we're going to react, and we're going to say something, because we always, it's just in our nature to do so. To see, we don't want to watch somebody walk into a brick wall. And even though we do know sometimes that's the only way they're ever going to wake up is to allow them to hit that brick wall. But our first reaction as caring, loving people is we don't want to see that. We'll say something. And it's the ideal. You need to take that information in it as well. What is it reflecting to you? That somebody cares that much about you. Don't you need to sit back and look at yourself and ask you how much you care about yourself? How much respect do I have for myself? There's a person that just respects me and sees the best in me. How come I just can't see the same? It's crazy, I'm telling you. Anyway, that's the things to think about, guys. It was just one of those things that came to my attention, that people are sitting there going, okay, we're having these crazy relationships where people are bailing. They're walking away. And we're thinking we've done something wrong in a sense when we maybe, what the point is, we actually seen it for what it was. We gave someone advice. We gave them information. We got a motivation. Now they're telling us to stop. I don't want to hear it. We have to just take a walk. We can't have a relationship with that person at that moment. We have to also look at the situation of a person not respecting themselves to ask ourselves the same question. Are we respecting ourselves right at this moment to allow us to be put in this situation where we are being basically disrespected because the person refuses to see the truth? So we have to see the truth of the matter, too, of saying, this person can't see it, I can, so therefore I have to walk away, give them the time, the space, and eventually they'll see it, too, and they'll realize in the process of them denying themselves the relationship and what's really going on, they also denied us too. We only had one choice, didn't we? To respect ourselves and to take our advice and walk away. So it's the idea of looking at yourself, guys. If you're in a situation right now and you're like, I'm confused, what is going on? The confusion really is what you need to do, not what they need to do. It's already been put out there, it's already been said, it's already been done. What you need to do is take a step back. Take a walk and ask yourself at that moment, because I always sit here and tell everybody, okay, do a little exercise, okay? Step away and say, I am loved, I am lovable, I am loved. Say it over and over. I am loved, I am lovable, I am loved. When you're done, where you feel like it resonates with you, say, and so it is. All right? And then take another step back and go, I am loved, cherished and adored. 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 Ask yourself once you get done with these techniques. Ask yourself at that moment with the other person, are you being loved, cherished and adored? Be honest with yourself. I mean, in my situation, I would say no. But I know I'm loved, I'm lovable, and I'm loved. And if someone can't see that, then I guarantee you the reason they can't see it coming from you and see it in you, because they can't see it within themselves. And until they do, you realistically cannot have a relationship with them and you have to walk away. It's the hardest part to do, and it's the hardest thing in those situations to make those choices, but you got to do what you got to do. I am loved, cherished, and adored. So at that moment, love and cherish and adore yourself. And realize if you keep yourself in the situation, if you allow yourself to continually be hurt and be treated like you're nothing, you're allowing that to happen. And that's why it continues to happen to you. It's because you allow it to. So therefore, have the respect for yourself, love yourself, cherish and adore yourself, and walk away. When they say, what the truth is, you put it out to the universe and say, I want, I need, and I desire to be in a great, fantastic relationship. Soulmate, twin flame, and I want it now. I am ready. I have seen the situations I've gone through. I know for a fact that I'm ready. I don't need to know why I've attracted those people. I don't need to know the whole situation scenario. Because more likely, if you look at the situation, it's a simple answer, isn't it? The person can't see you, then they can't see themselves. But you saw it for what it was, so you did see yourself. So therefore, the strength of that relationship is you. So therefore, you are ready. So therefore, put it to the universe. See what happens. Either that person will have that realization, because we all sit there and say, you deserve better. Yes, you do. And you deserve what you deserve. When they say, do you deserve better, is that person to be that better person that you've seen, and they're refusing to be. They're refusing to change, okay? So when they say you deserve better, realistically what they're saying is you deserve better, because that person should just see the truth and allow themselves the change they've been looking for so long in the first place. That's why they cross paths with you, to see you and where you're as a the one thing that they want to be. Now they have a perfect example of it, and now they're snubbing it and pushing it away. See, in the process of law of attraction, and like attracts like, that person is, you guys have crossed paths. So there's like and like attracting each other. So the only conclusion you can come up with is, don't beat yourself up. What did I do wrong? If you sit there and come to the conclusion that you did everything right and the person refused to see that, then more likely what's going to happen is when you walk away, they'll see that. You know, they always say, you know, distance, you know, what do you say, distance, what they call, distance makes the heart fonder. You never really appreciate something until it's gone. But there's also the positive side of those situations, too, when they get the realization and they still have the wanting and the pulling, more likely they still have the opportunity to do the same thing because they've come to the realization that they can embrace that relationship. But either way it goes, once you put it to your universe, you will have that relationship, either with them or with somebody else who can appreciate you, or the person you were with comes to realization and starts loving and cherishing and adoring you. Realize you are loved, lovable, and loved. And so are they, and you come together and you mesh really great. Because it's the hardest thing about twin flames and soulmates, people don't realize is there has to be that time of getting to, you know, so what, maybe you were in past lives, and maybe you were one at one time, but you haven't been that way for a while. So you have to learn from the external things that you've been subjected to in this lifetime that you're going to probably have to remesh and redo the whole thing. But it doesn't mean you're not twin flames. I mean, guys, if you come together and everything's peachy, there's nothing else to learn, then guess what? It's time to move on. There's nothing else to learn. There's no sense of being on this plane. You move on. But that's not how it works. It's the ideal of coming together because you've chosen to learn the rest of your lessons together, to live your life and share those things and those events, those all those opportunities, situations, everything. And more likely, there's a lot of success in there, but also at the same time, more likely, you come together to also share with the world a spiritual experience, okay? Okay, on that note, let's just move on, and I hope you guys take that into consideration and what it's all about, and the ideal of having those fantastic relationships with yourself first that gets the ball rolling. I'm just saying, if you look at those scenarios, more likely the person who's doing all the questioning there has gone through this spiritual, you know, they understand what it's all about. They understand the ideal relationships realistically is a lifetime commitment of a lifetime getting to know each other, because we're constantly changing and evolving, and when two people come together, there's a lot more changes that happen, and the ideal, maybe this thing, I'm looking for myself. I'm looking for that strength within myself. It's like I know for a fact that when I go to the gym, I always look for the guy who's the most healthiest, the most in shape, the most muscular, because why? It's an example of something to strive for. And it's the same thing with relationships. So don't be surprised if you do find somebody. Yes, you guys complement each other. Does anybody know what that means, complement each other? It's the ideal of motivating each other to keep constantly looking within each other to find more about who you are by the reflection of the person you're with. And when the two people realize those images, those mirroring actions are for learning, and you listen and you learn from those things, you get closer. Because with each realization, you clear out one more block, and you get closer and closer. But also, on the same note, if you refuse to look at that reflection, and you refuse to learn and grow, and you refuse to learn those realizations, you will push each other further and further apart. And like I said before, if you think you're not soulmates or twin flames, think again. Because the one people I see all the time who are not soulmates or twin flames, they seem to just sit there and coexist because they don't give a hoot. There's no emotional connections. It's easy to coexist with each other because there is nothing realistically, emotionally, or spiritually to deal with. It's just two people hanging out, more likely avoiding their destiny and their life partners. I've seen, because it's like, I look at the situation, people go, are you sure about that? Okay. If you want to have a debate and you want to sit down and talk about it, I'd be glad to sit down and talk to you about it. All I'm asking for is when you come to the table, I want you to sit here and look at the situation of a person who's got 20 years experience of working with thousands and thousands of people. If you're going by the example of the relationships you've been in, because I've seen so many scenarios and so many angles and so many situations, so many personalities and so many, just couples and relationships and that kind of stuff, of seeing these three-dimensional people and these three-dimensional relationships and everything that goes along with it. That's the whole thing. Plus the ideal study, 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 study. Why does this thing keep doing this? All right, guys, we're going to get to the ideal of doing our readings. We're going to do some readings. That's what we all came here for. So therefore, there you go. Think about it. Take into consideration, because I guarantee if you're listening to it right now, it has something to do with your life. Because, like I said before, every person, everything, every situation, every conversation, every message that you just heard, you heard it for a reason. All right? If you want to contact me for private readings, please do so at 740-500-8863. I also do relationship counseling, life coaching. Right now, our specials right now for July are a 90-minute session for $77. We also have other variations in our readings and that kind of stuff. Just contact us. We'd be glad to give you the details and all those things, too. But give us a call, 740-500-8863, or call me on my home phone, because I do readings at my house. So if you're in the Colorado area and you'd like to come to my home, I have a nice little setup here where I do on my nice oak table, and we do fantastic readings here. We've done readings here over and over again. I'd be glad to sit down and do more. Just give me a call, 719-632-6257, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, those numbers are 740-500-8863, 719-632-6257, or the website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Okay? If you go to the website and something else comes up, just you'll see in this inserts my picture, and for some reason I don't know why the thing comes up like that for, but just refresh it, take care of the whole thing, takes you right in there, okay? And right now, the ideal donations would really be one of those things that come in handy right now with the situation, because we were just so focused on everything, and the idea of working together to keep this format open so we can actually keep doing it over and over again, be great, fantastic. So if you'd like to donate to this show, please do so by simply just going to the website, clicking the donation button, and donating whatever you like. And for each person out there who's donated before, and the idea of donations in themselves, the people who are going to donate in the future, we thank you so much, because it helps us to keep the message going on. It also helps us to also feel the support from every person who does donate. Okay? And the idea, if you're a person who donates to the show and you donate quite a bit, and you'd like to sit there and contact me and say, I'd like to get a reading from the donation I just gave, don't hesitate to do so. And I also say, when you go to the website, you'll see the prices for what they are, okay? Do not let those prices on that website keep you from getting a reading. If you're sitting here looking at that situation, you're saying, I'd like to get a reading from this person, and you want to sit down and do a reading with me, then just give me a call. I guarantee you we can work it out. I've had people come to me and ask me, with all kinds of denominations, what they wanted to pay for their readings, okay? And I've never turned anybody down. So keep that in mind, too, as well. All right, we also have this month, too, with email readings. Email readings are like this, and you can find the email address on my website, which is actually psychicxjourneyman@live.com. It's a 25-dollar email reading where you get 5 cards and 3 questions. And in the process of doing these email readings, I guarantee you it'll be no less than 2,000 characters, and you will definitely get insightful, detailed reading. Also, if you want to also do the same thing if you want to send me copies of your hand what do you call those things? Where you put it on the just attachment. Attach it to the email where I can see your palm and I can do a palm reading for you. If you want to contact me for a remote viewing palm reading, no problem. If you want to contact me on Skype and do a palm reading or a reading, please do so. You can contact me on Skype at donald.read8. That's all in small letters, and the 8 is actually the number 8. And we can sit down and do that for you, because actually, for some reason, the camera actually lights up your hand really nicely, so therefore I can see all the lines and the points and that kind of stuff. So therefore, no matter where you're out of the country, I can sit down with you and work with you. And I would love to sit down and work with each and every one of you guys. So give me a call at 740-500-8863. My home phone number is 719-632-6257. My website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you want to contact me through Skype, you can contact me at donald.read8. All in small letters, and the last is the figure 8. All right. But I'd love to sit down and work with you and that kind of things. Like I said, our specials for this month is $77 for a 90-minute session. You can do anything you want in that 90-minute session. You can also do combinations. You can do a past life reading, a palm reading, or an angel reading. I'm pretty sure we can fit it all in one session of 90 minutes, okay? Also, I'm doing healing. So if you want to contact me for healing situation, I would definitely sit down with you and do a nice healing on you. It's one of those things that usually takes a 90-minute session. And like I said before, we're having specials right now. It's a $77 for the 90-minute session. I'd be glad to sit down and do a distant healing with you. If you're in the area, I would love to sit down with you and also do a nice healing with you too as well. It's a combination of all healing techniques, from quantum healing to healings I've done before I even started doing and studying other techniques. It was just the idea of being able to transfer energy through my body, the idea of healing people. It is kind of draining sometimes, so therefore I've actually learned the techniques, so it's not so draining to me, but more beneficial to you. All right, so let's go on here. I think D's here too. Oh, hello, D, how are you? Maybe not. That's kind of crazy. All right. See if we can get this thing to go back. You know something? Sometimes I'm going to freak out with this whole freaking format. If you're in the chat room, guys, don't hesitate to ask a question, okay? We'll be glad to answer any questions you want. All right. This is getting crazy. All right, let's bring up this switchboard again. That is so crazy. So we're going to sit here and ask the angels to give us a nice, clear all the blocks so we can actually have a fantastic show and that the queue and the switchboard will work perfectly. All right, we're getting it to studio. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay, let's try this one more time. All right. All right. We do have some storms here. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It's not a wireless internet. It's far from being a wireless internet. Very stable. Mm-hmm. All right, it's coming up as we speak. So we can get a better connection here. All right, it's 215 left. Okay. All right, Dee, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I had to switch and go to a different browser to get this freaking switchboard to come up.
Huh.
Anyway, no, it's okay. So how things going with you?
They've been interesting. I don't want to mention their names, but I encountered someone in the wee hours of the night who was doing something on the comedy, in the comedy section. They doing readings. I had no idea who the person was. Never been there before. Had a couple of co-hostesses, if you will. And suddenly, then he once he started giving me a reading, and I told him that the first thing he said was wrong, because it was. It was definitely wrong. All of a sudden, he was telling me how I'd been on his, I'd called into his show before, and I didn't get to hear everything until later when I downloaded because of the weather, my phone went, but I got trashed. I got totally trashed, and I was just appalled. I hadn't done anything. I'd never called a show before.
Right.
And he was just going on and on about how I'd called the show before and the kind of person I was, and because his attitude was telling me that I had to, was going to have to make a choice. It was a difficult choice between whether I wanted Eamon in my life or not, and I'm going, that's not, you know, I'm not having to make that choice.
Uh-huh.
And then I got accused of not, by his cohorts, apparently, of not, you know, I couldn't be a true psychic because I would have gotten the cards that they'd pick for me. Well, he has his own deck, and it's totally different from anybody else's. And it's got more cards in it, and it's totally, it's crude. It's absolutely crude. It wasn't that I didn't get stuff. It was the fact that, first of all, the first thing I said, I don't think he liked it because I told him he was wrong. I'm not going to sit there and pretend that something's right when it isn't. And I wasn't being mean to him. I was just honest. And then I got thoroughly trashed, and he was telling the women that were on his helping him with the show that now they should know by now who I was. And he made the suggestion, apparently, that I should call a suicide hotline. I was going to write him something. He hasn't gotten anything from me because he's really not worth it. But I think that if people not have any idea of what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to name names and call somebody out, steer clear, because that person really doesn't have a clue.
We can't really say anything either because Block Talk Radio gets a bit out of shape. We had this last year when we were talking about this show where we actually had information that proved that this person was in the light of fraud at one time. But we couldn't.
Yeah.
But they would sit there and say, well, you can't say things like that about anybody because it's called if you can be held for libel. I'm like, nope, you can't because there was facts backing it up. See, people don't realize what libel is or the idea of saying things about people that's not true. That's the whole thing. But if you have things that actually back up the situation like that, everybody's telling us to jump on the bandwagon and saying you can't do those things. And all we're trying to do in the situation is say, okay, we think there's some things that people need to be protected from. Well, the other cool, it was like, that's one thing that a lot of people don't like working through psychic lines because they say you do know the psychic on that line. It's just, they're just not there or they're just not there for the right reasons. They should be taken off. And I think that, sure, there's avenues to go through the whole thing, too, but in the process of warning people, sometimes the quickest way to get to people is to the media and the avenues of communication, so you do.
I was going to say something to him on Facebook, started it, and then I was talking with my friend Cheyenne, and she said, no, just, you know, let it go, because I realized what was happening because she made me see it. It stems back to everything I'm going through in my life, or have been since 2009, where people have trashed me without even really knowing who I am. And I decided it was better not to. In the long run, because I'm not going to lower myself to his level. And if he wants to think,
I'm saying, look at the situation of a person who gets defensive like that, and you have to sit there and realize that what you said was more truth of a person who's not ready to face that and wants to sit there and divert it and look at you and how bad you are when he should be looking at where is he at in his life right now because that's the reflection he was supposed to see. Not the other.
Right, he was supposed to, because nobody is 100% accurate all the time. That's very true. And to trash somebody to tell them, you've called in my show before. Never called a show in my life. I just happened upon it. And I realized I didn't need, you know, in the long run, no, I didn't need to be there. I didn't need that validation. But sometimes I do seek validation because I never got it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so many people in the since 2009 where I've wound up in the newspaper with people saying things about me that aren't true. And here's this person trashing me, and his friend, and he and his two friends were laughing about it, and I shouldn't be allowed to call in again. But later on, I did, when I checked back for a bit, I heard something that sounded like they thought I should call in again, because I had gotten, the phone lines had gotten screwy, so I wasn't hearing anything, so I called back in. But when they said I should, I thought about it and then didn't, and I guess I'm just as glad I didn't, because I really don't want to get into some sort of pissing match with somebody who doesn't have a clue and who can't, who if they're going, you know, that's beyond me, and I don't, I have great respect for tarot cards. I have my own decks, just bought a new one, and I, and whatnot, but the deck he put out is very, it's, you can find it online, and I had downloaded it, but it's still, it's crude. I don't think that people should go down that path of sexual crudeness to the level that he took it.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
No, I'm just stating, just people be careful.
No problem. Well, why don't you give everybody your information on how they can contact you for readings and jewelry, and then we'll get to our first caller.
Okay. If anyone would like a reading from me, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I do everything for donations. I use PayPal. I'm like Donnie. I do have suggested donation prices like $20 for an email reading or $60 for an hour's worth of my time over the phone. But I will work with other time blocks with you, whatever suits you, and I will not turn anyone away. So just like we always say, bring your offer to the table. I'm here to help you, and that's what I want to do. It's more about you than it is about me. So also, I do healing energy work. So if anyone's interested in that. Also, if you would like some, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and I make jewelry out of good stone beads like moss agate, amethyst, aquamarine, kyanite, you name it, I use it. And I use sterling silver pendants or stone pendants. I also use Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. And I do everything through PayPal, excuse me. So if you're interested in something like a necklace, a bracelet, or earrings, just contact me. I can send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. Also, if you're interested in chakra jewelry, I'm going to be branching out into that. So just contact me. We'll work out all the details. If you're interested in a necklace, you might we'll discuss the what you're looking for stones, that sort of thing, the length, how many strands you'd like it. And I take PayPal for the jewelry as well. And I would love to make you some jewelry, and I would love to give you a reading.
All right. Yeah. Also, the same thing, too. I have PayPal, and with my PayPal, I tell people if you go and push the buttons and get a reading and that kind of stuff, and if you're having a little difficulties, just put the donation button, because the donation button gives you the option of either using PayPal or credit card. And actually, all the buttons do the same, where you can actually use your credit card or PayPal. It gives you options. Therefore, you can use your credit card or debit card. So therefore, keep that in mind too well, because I love to work with everybody. So, you know, call me, let's sit down, let's work out. And we can come to a conclusion, a win-win situation for both of us. Let's go to our first caller. Let's see, that's area code 770. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And say hello to Dee.
Hello, Dee.
Hi.
Okay, first of all, what's your name and how are you?
My name is Rick, and I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing fantastic, even though I could shoot a couple people, but I'm trying to work on my restraints.
Oh, please.
Well,
that's supposed to be my thing today.
The one thing I do not like in the process of people pursuing people is the ideal. If you have all this experience and people salt you out from everywhere, total strangers, doesn't it make you feel kind of helpless when the people that you love the most refuse to look at the same? You got it right there in your backyard, but they're going, nope, 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 you're wrong. I'm sitting there going, okay, I've even tried the approach of saying, this is what I would tell my clients, and they still say, nope, 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 you're wrong. And, you know, it's kind of funny, I've had clients do the same thing. You're wrong. And have you ever heard this one? This is funny. People look at you and go, I have no clue, no idea what's happening here. So could you give me some insights? And then you give them the insights, and they say, no, that's not it. And you're going, hold up, hold up, hold up. you have no clue, so how can you tell me I'm wrong? They must have had some kind of expectation, and it didn't fall in the category. And I always look at those people saying, you're not really open to seeing the truth and the answers that you're seeking, because every time someone gives you the answers, if it doesn't conform to what you've already concluded, you throw it off, not realizing it could be the answer. So, Rick, what can we help you with tonight?
Well, do you mind just giving me what you get for me for going into the fall and whatever you get on business or relationships, whatever?
Okay,
it sounds like fall's going to be a good time for you.
Me
I'm sorry,
too, Rick. I was going to say was Rick has a lot of things going on right now, and I think we should focus on one and then go from there because they have a tendency to actually stem on each other. Like if you've got a great relationship, you seem to be more happy with your career and with your focus on business and stuff than when you're not. So, you know, when we look at the situation, what is the one thing that's most important to you at this moment? Because I see a focus, but I also see your mind everywhere else. So go ahead, Dee. You tell them what you picked up on.
Well, I was just my initial reaction was that fall was going to be a very good time for him. Fall is usually, you know, it's always the time of harvest. So everything that you've been, you know, that you've sowed over the course of this year, you're going to start reaping the benefits of it in the fall, like an upswing in your finances. Are you thinking about switching jobs by any chance?
No, I'm self-employed. Looking to expand a little bit.
Okay.
I think fall will be a very good time for that for you.
Okay.
That's just my impression that fall is for some reason. I don't know if you're like me. It's my favorite season, but I think for you it's there's something about it this year that makes it even better. When everything starts coming together, all the pieces of the puzzle, things that don't seem to quite fit right now, are suddenly going to start all falling into place. You'll find that little extra incentive you need to keep going. That little extra bit of something, and suddenly find your business is expanding, and everything just feels right.
Good, great.
Yeah.
You're not currently in a relationship, are you?
Nobody's still thinking about a past one.
No, I'm actually dating a young lady. And we just got started, so I'm not sure where it's going.
Enjoy it, and just let it be what it is. Enjoy the time together, and as you go along, it's going to unfold itself, and you'll find that either this is the one, or maybe it's going to sort of taper off after a while. But I think it has great potential.
Okay.
Okay, Rick, let me ask you a question. Okay. Let me ask you a question with the situation going on. I got the impression that there was still a person that you think about from time to time from a past relationship. Okay? The reason I say that is because when you look at the relationship you're in right now, it seems like there's a lot of looking at it, and you're trying to figure it out from where you've been instead of looking at the person for what they are and who they are. And I'm not sitting there going, okay, you're a bad person. I'm saying, it's the ideal. There's a place to start of saying, okay, is that true or isn't true? You don't have to tell me if it is or isn't. But I'm just saying the things I'm picking up with the situation. I feel like this relationship is one of those things where you can really pick up the clutter because of you are thinking way too much. And you need to really follow your heart on this and realize that in the past, of course you followed your heart and it didn't come out the way you wanted to. But with the situation, you have to also look at yourself and say, okay, did I do everything I could in that relationship? And I loved them completely, so therefore love didn't let you down. Relationships didn't let you down. It was the person you were with. And I feel like this person here, from the impressions I keep getting with, she will not let you down. But you have to open your heart to her because you're still being cautious.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, babe, I want you to have a great relationship. I really do. And I think you could if you just allow that relationship with yourself and say it's okay. It's okay to love you. You do deserve this. So what? Maybe you did some things in the past. I believe you learned from those past experiences, and I believe that you don't want to do those things anymore. So therefore, this is a prime example of a great chance for you to do so. So if you can't see it for what it is, you can't see you. You don't think you deserve this. I guarantee you, when you start looking at the situation, you have a great relationship with yourself, and tell yourself, I am loved, cherished, and adored. I'm deserving. You're going to see and you're going to feel her, and there won't be no questions about it anymore.
Great, great.
All right.
I'll put the work in.
And if you have any problems.
Good for you.
I think she's
going to be very good for you once you follow what Donnie just said. Relax.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to, I think you're kind of uptight about the whole thing because, you know, past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Past experiences are, they're in the past. Look at this as a new adventure. Just think of all the new things you can do together, the new experiences you can have.
Yeah, I have been open to that. I really have. I think just in the beginning, she was just a little bit pushy, and that kind of made me say, okay, let me just be patient with this. So.
Yeah, but was she pushy or was she just aggressive?
It's probably aggression more than pushing, yeah.
Yeah, because you got to look at the situation. If you're pushing against her, like, okay, you're pushing too much. It's like, you know, it could just be something aggression. I've had people sit there and go, this person keeps pursuing me. I said, that's because you keep running away.
Right.
You know, you're sitting there going, how come this person keeps doing this? Why don't you stop, turn around and say, if you don't want it, then say, leave me alone. But don't, if the one thing I've seen the most, like, kind of drives me crazy when the girls go, just be friends. And I've always seen the situations like that, just be friends, just in case I'm really screwing up and making a bad mistake. So therefore, you're my friend, so in case I do come with a realization that I made a mistake by breaking up with you, I still have you as a friend. Not realizing, okay, this is the truth, guys. Write this down. In the process of true relationships, you cannot realistically be friends with somebody that you've already had a relationship with and you've already been more. Because realistically, if it was really truly what it was, you will always see them as more. You will never see them as a friend. And so in those kind of relationships, somebody, or maybe both, are not being true. And truthfully, they're not being true to themselves, and they're not expressing feelings they still have. And that's suppression of feelings, which actually have a tendency to manifest into physical ailments. So you got to look at the situation and be honest with yourself. Why, like with women, you look at them and go, okay, how come the guy can't be friends with me? He's mean. No. Realistically, is there really anybody being mean to the situation? In some words, yes. If the woman keeps pushing to be friends and doesn't allow herself to see why this person says they can't do that, which is sincerity of saying, I can't be friends with you. I can only be this and this. So it's like with your situation, just sit back and look at yourself and ask yourself when these things present themselves, what are they truly? Is it because of my insecurities or certain things I have, or my fears that I haven't faced that makes me see things that are actually being presented to me as a person who wants me, and I'm seeing him as being pushy. It's the ideal. I don't, me personally, I love pushy women. I love women who are all over me. I like the ideal of a woman who's this clingy person who likes to be those kind of things. But that's me. If you're a person who doesn't like those things, then just be honest with yourself, okay, and say, speak your mind. I mean, I was with a girl, I told her flat out, I said, you read too loud. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I said, we're sitting here talking and eating, and I guarantee in Georgia they can hear you chewing. And I said, so I was like, I'm trying to be. Yeah, but see, the thing is, you can't sit there and keep suppressing those feelings and say, okay, you know, I'll just ignore it. Things have to be sit down, and they have to be discussed. We cannot sit there and say, the two components of a relationship is communication and vulnerability. When you communicate with each other, and you're totally honest with each other, guess what? You get the vulnerability at the same time. So those two things are very important. So if you have a problem and you're uncomfortable, there's nothing wrong with sitting down with two people and saying, I feel uncomfortable with this. You know why? Because I also noticed that same person that when we used to go out and eat, she just made an effort to not to chew so loud. So therefore, see, she took it in consideration. those are also things that people have to understand, too. When people spontaneously take those considerations and just do them, there's love going on, even if they want to admit it or not. And, you know, if you have a person in your mission, your relationship, who's a very strong observer, they have a tendency to point those things out or notice those things, which I think should also be added to the communication, too, of helping. Because, you know, when you see your significant other, the truth is you see those people. If that's a, if this person, in the truth of you saying, this person is my significant other, this is the number one person in my life, they're the first person that you really take into consideration of all the things that you want to tell them, so that you hope they take the information and the advice just to be better people. Because that's what we're trying to do. We want them, we can see. Because some people can't see themselves, but we can see in the reflection, we see it. We're just going to go, okay, I can see this person, this person is great, it's wonderful. Certain things come to your light, and you just bring them to them. I've heard this so many times where people say, hey, this, like you said before, the person is pushy. When it was the ideal, okay, we sit back and look at the situation and sit down and communicate and ask herself, is she being pushy or is she just being who she is? Because that's the thing people don't understand. If one person is trying to denounce the other, then they need to take a look at themselves and go, okay, why did I find that person a threat? Of course. But then again, on the other hand, these situations can be very pleasurable situations of finding out really a lot of things about each other because, you know, that person, it's in the process of all these realizations, right? We realize this is a whole three-dimensional person, so we're not going to like everything about them. But the things that we don't like also is a combination and key components of who this person is along with the good stuff. So they're a whole person, and we like that whole person. We love that whole person. So, you know, sometimes sitting down and go, okay, I don't like that. It's really loud and it's really annoying. Okay, no problem. When we're out doing, you know, when we're out eating or something like that, I will try not to do that anymore. Or, you know, there's certain things you look at each other and say, okay, you come up with these win-win situations. And in the process of coming up with win-win situations, you get closer to each other. When you refuse to do that, it just pushes you further apart. So when I look at this relationship, I just see two people sitting down and talking, conversing, coming up with great scenarios. That just improves the relationship until when we get to the end of summer, it's almost like you can't see where he begins and she ends and she begins and he ends. They're just loving each other so much and so intensely, they don't even think about it. They just do. That's the kind of relationship I want.
Sounds good to me.
I'm just saying, Rick, it's you know, you just got a fantastic summer coming ahead of you. I knew you were self-employed. That's what I said in the first part when we started talking. I said, you know, you want to sit here, you know, focusing on improving and also you want your business to expand and all these other things and that kind of stuff going on. But I just felt like the first thing that came to me was the relationship seemed to be the most important thing about the whole thing. But you were also kind of wondering what we were going to pick up first. And then you want to go and then you were going to go with the flow.
Right.
So I picked all that up and I'm going to go, okay, no, Rick, you're not going to do that to us, man. You got to give us some direction, man, because you got so much on your mind right now. But you know something? We all like challenges, too, and thank you for the challenge. But I want you to give me this favor, too. Look at the reflection. You challenged us, and we're challenging you, okay? And she's
right.
Challenging you. So accept the challenges, and I guarantee you'll love yourself even more to the point where, what was I even considering or complaining about? I met this fantastic woman. She's aggressive. She's not pushy. She just knows what she wants. You know something? She helps me to clarify what I want. Now we can actually work together and attract the solutions to all those wants, needs, and desires. So let's do it.
Right. Well, I greatly appreciate it. Great reading.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just going to say, if you want to sit down and do a session sometime, I'd love to sit down and work with you.
Okay, I'll do that.
So, if you're in the chat room or something like that, you just need the information, I was going to say, where are you going to get it? If you need the information, man, I can give it to you right now. That's what
I have. I have the phone number, 719-632-6257.
6257, yes. Or you can contact me on my cell phone at 740-500-8863.
8863?
That's it.
Awesome. I will do that.
All right. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll
for
taking out tomorrow.
Thanks for calling tonight. I really appreciate it. We all appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
Bye.
Night.
You too. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Deep breath.
We'll take a deep breath.
All right, just go to our next caller, and that caller is, I think, I'm not sure. It's a 720 area code. I wasn't sure if you wanted to come on the show or not.
It's Colorado.
Okay, how are you? 720.
Hello?
There you go, 720, you're on the air, welcome to the show, and we're just sharing with everybody tonight, so I wasn't too sure because this new switchboard, we get question marks instead of hands like we used to get before. I like the hands better. Okay. Well, just 702, I guess you just want to listen, or else you're having dinner and forget all about it. So it's okay. Have a good night. Let's put it back on hold. Let's go to the chat room. Hello, chat room. How are you? We got Miss Dog Rescue. We got a couple guests. We also have Vicky Lady. How are you all doing? If you would like to, we can sit here and shuffle the cards if you like. And you can, if you want to, if you want me to pull a card for you out of my Angel Tarot card deck, I'll be glad to. So let me have it. I mean, not really, let me have it, but just give me a signal in the chat room. I'd be glad to pull a card for you.
Don't take the fun out of life, Donnie.
You what?
I said, don't take the fun out of life. I'm
sure,
just yanking your chain.
I'll just give them the card. They can figure it out themselves. There's a challenge.
That wasn't what I meant. But anyway, moving along.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to sit here and try to do a, I want you to sit here and try to do answer. Just give me some questions about my life and situations, like the way they're playing out. What we're going to do is we're not going to mention any names. I was working on a random. I actually work on a random.com. That's ORANUM.com. Please check out a random. A random's a great format because you can actually, it's an internet service like Keen. I also work on Keen. That's K-E-E-N. .com, and on Keen, they call me Psychic X Journeyman, and my rates right now are $1.25 a minute, which is not too much from what I do now, where it's like usually with the 75 readings, we usually $75 for 75 minutes, which is $1 a minute. So on Keen, it's only $1.25. Okay, so on the other thing, on a random, I'm actually $3.99 a minute, but also on a random, I'm in a chat room. I talk to a lot of people. We do demos and that kind of stuff, answer questions. And in the private readings, it's a different kind of format because you see me. So with a situation like that, it's a little more intense. But you should check it out. But I was on there, and I was talking about some things, and I was talking about a certain person, and somehow the administration contacted me and said, well, you know, are you talking about other psychics in your chat room? I said, nope. I'm actually talking about a girlfriend. And they go, do you know this certain person? I said, yes, I do, but I've never mentioned anything about that person, as in that reader, in my freaking chat room. They're like, okay, no problem. But it was amazing how some of these things come across where someone catches a name and they just assume it's somebody else. I look at the situation, even if I was dating a person who's a reader, I wasn't talking about her in a reading part. I was talking about certain formats and certain shortcomings in a relationship, so that was totally different, two different situations. But well, we got a lot of flack on that one, John. But I like always, everybody says, well, you're straightforward and just tell people what it is, even administration. Of course I actually am classified as self-employment. They can sit there and specify certain rules and regulations, but at the same time, when it comes to formats of certain things they want to push, I can push back too, because I'm also considered a subcontractor. So therefore, I have ways of doing my business as well, which is interacting with theirs. So when I do my chat room, you're actually sitting in my living room. So it's my room, my rules. It's like one of the, well, this one lady said, this is my office, and these are my rules.
which is the truth, you know? So I was just going to say, if you have any insights, because I'm sitting here, if you guys want to give a call in here, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. And before you give me some insights about a relationship and just some things I see happening, I'm trying to get some confirmations on, why don't you give them the information how they can contact you first so we can get that out of
okay.
the way.
If you'd like a reading from me, you can contact me at 207-374-5072 or at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Excuse me. I also do healing energy work. If you're looking for an email reading, I have a suggested donation price of $20. And for an hour's worth of my time over the phone, I suggest $60, but I work with other time frames. And I'll work within your budget, so if you're looking for a reading and you feel like my suggestions are a little high, just, you know, don't worry about it. Just contact me because I'd love to help you. I'll give you the best reading I possibly can. I won't sugarcoat for you. I won't tell you what I think you want to hear. I'll give you what I honestly get. And as far as an email reading goes, I don't limit my work, you know, the number of words, whatever. It's, you get as much as I can possibly give you. So that being said, I do everything through PayPal. And if you're looking for jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs. And for now, if you'd contact me through my Spirit Wind email, I can send you some pictures to show you an idea of what I do. I make necklaces, bracelets, and earrings, and I use stone beads like aquamarine, kyanite, moss agate, amethyst, you name it. And I also use sterling silver pendants, stone pendants, and I use Hill Tribe silver from Thailand. If you're looking for a necklace, we'll discuss what you're looking for in terms of stones and such, and how long, uh-huh. how many strands, that sort of thing. And also, everything I do is payment is via PayPal. You there?
Yes.
Okay, your turn. I think I got it all in. This is getting weird. There's some funky stuff going on.
Yeah, I told everybody, like I was telling everybody, too, we had this thing, I'm trying to promote this even more, too, is the idea they call it manifestation meditations, where we actually teach you how to manifest things at will, have things happening daily. The idea of taking things from waiting for money to come in, to actually focusing and manifesting is realizing that money comes in all avenues, so it's the idea of just opening up the door. They're called manifestation meditations. They're 30-minute sessions, and right now we have a great special going on with those two where you can actually get 5 30-minute sessions for, what was it, for $100. Gotta go blank on that one. Also, the situation where I was talking about healing before, we have 90-minute sessions, we have 60-minute sessions, and 30-minute session healing. They're great, intense healings. We can do them at distance. It's one of those things, I guarantee you will definitely see a difference in your life. We have a person I was working with where she started having dramatic changes in her back and her front and her chest and her lungs. Okay, we can feel the energy working on those things. But sometimes the situation, we also have to, in these sessions, we do a lot of things of working with people to help them let down the resistance and also to realize they deserve it. For some reason, the word, I don't deserve it, or that little phrase, can hold back so many things. And when you clear out that blockage, then the healing seems to work because it's like they're telling themselves, I don't deserve it, so they're blocking that off. It's an emotional thing where you work with, which is not part of the healing. It's the idea of doing these certain things so the healing can commence. So we have 90-minute sessions where we actually work with you on all kinds of levels. And then we do a 60-minute healing session, and then we have 60-minute healing sessions and 30-minute healing sessions. Okay, we usually recommend at least 3 or 4 of those sessions right up front. And right now, make it a whole lot easier for you to get, you can actually get, then these sessions usually go for $135 a piece. And right now we do have a special going on at $77 a piece, but right now you can also get 4 of those sessions right up front. Just get 4 sessions for only $150, okay? So therefore, you can space them out. I was recommending at least 2 a week. And plus, it's also depending on your situation and where, you know, the condition of your body where you're at that moment, where I feel like it might be important to actually really focus on those things. It's very important for the healing and the energy in itself. And well, we actually work together, and the idea of the breathing techniques and that kind of stuff to basically open the vortex to give you the energy and the pattern to work with, but also at the same time, you are the person that has to allow the healing to go on and open up your own self. So therefore, the energy can go where it needs to be going, which is the most important part about the thing, too, is allowing. But you wouldn't believe, and these things are great. And then we have the 60-minute sessions where you can actually get four 60-minute healing sessions for only $125. And then we have the 30-minute sessions where you can actually get five 30-minute sessions for only $100. And it's really a great deal, too, because, you know, the idea of the situation, if you look at it, $30 times five is almost $300. So you look at the situation, well, okay. So, you know, take advantage of the situation this month and really get those healing situations in. Because I've seen so many things happen that changes people's lives, and the idea of, if you have, like, you're self-employed, more business coming in, being able to actually interact and follow through with your intuition and the opportunities that come along with you to also accept them, to let down the resistances to the questioning. So, you know, they're very beneficial. Also, we have all kinds of sessions where readings and those things, and like I said before, it's $77 for a 90-minute session. But we also have our 75-minute session, which is $75 for the readings, angel card readings, palm readings. And like I said before, we can do it on Skype. We can do it in person. You can send me an email with your palms as an attachment, and I can get either way you want to work on it. All right? The palm readings through the mail or through the email, those are $35. There's a five-card, three-question email, too, you can do for $25. And anytime we do anything through Skype and that kind of stuff, the prices don't change. They're all the same, so there's not any more for that. It's just a way of connecting with people on an easier way and a smoother way. And if you're a person who's also looking at parties and maybe you want to get some of your group of your friends together and do a group readings, we also do those too. And right now this month there are specials of parties. We can be at your party by Skype or in person, and it's only going to be $77, and we can be there for the whole party. If you have a computer and you have Skype, we can still be there where people have to sit down in front of the table where the Skype, where the computer is, and we can sit down and do a reading, palm readings, everything we do. All right? So make it easier for you. Just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me my home number at 719-632-6257. You can also contact me through Skype. My Skype name is donald.reed8, all in small letters, and the figure 8. And also through my website. Go check out the prices. I've actually just redone my whole website, too. So if you want to go take a look at that, I'd love to have some feedback. That is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. So please contact us. Love to hear from each and every one of you guys. My goal is to actually sit down and to continue to do what I love to do, which is readings, sessions, healings, and just working with people one-on-one, no matter what kind of avenue that is. So we always appreciate everybody for giving us the chance to keep practicing what we do. So therefore, okay, D, we're still also waiting for people to call in. So if you give us a call at 646-721-9031, we'd be glad to answer any question you would like. But you got to call in first.
That usually helps.
Yeah, I need a card. So okay, I was looking at, oh, see, these people are not as impatient as I get out. We got Hope East 66 as I need a card tonight to go to press, and she's not there. I think she left. Let's see, Doggy's here. Miss Dog Rescue is here. I can't call. I'm working at the time. And Hope needs some help. So the situation, I'm hoping she's listening. I know she does, but she also has to stick around so I can actually sit there and give her the whole thing, too, as well. She's having trouble with the computer. It'd be great if she called back in, because I'm sort of looking at the situation now. We had a storm come in, so all of a sudden it got dark, and I'm trying to record in the dark. I'm going, whoa. Also, people, we want to sit and tell you guys something, too. Guys, don't listen to the stupid media. I'm sorry to say that, because we are like media, too. But they were talking about the fires in Colorado. As we speak, it's a downpour of rain. If you guys know any fires out there that burn in the rain, then you should move. Okay, and if the hope is somewhere around, I would love for her to get this car, because this car says a desire to move on, the search for something more meaningful, spiritual, and emotional growth. Allow oneself to grow. The only way you can let yourself grow is realize the situation you're in right now is depressing, is more likely because you're trying to live. You're trying to live to the expectations of the world. I've heard this before. How can you live up to the expectation of the world? You're not supposed to. Your life purpose, your destiny, the service to the world, you just give. You're not here to live up to anybody's expectations. Okay? You're here to learn to basically be oneself. The idea of focusing on the idea of balance in your life is between spiritual and physical for the time being. But I think it's still in the situation, we can look at it like this, is the spirit, realistically, is who you really are, and the body is just an extension of those things. So therefore, to get balance in one's life is the ideal of letting your physical reflect the spiritual. I've had people come to me all the time. I was working for the carnival, and people came to me and said, hey, there's something about you. I just kept my finger on it. And then my friend walked up and said, well, he does palm readings, he does angel card readings, and that kind of stuff. And the person goes, now I get it. It's a spiritual presence that you have. So you see, it's like the idea of doing the work, but it also reflects through me because of doing the work within myself and say, okay, I know who I am. I don't sit there and justify it. When people look at me and say, well, you're wrong, I'm sitting there going, why are you so dead-bent on that I'm wrong? You know, I'm just looking at the situation of things that I see, and I'm just giving you some, you know, I'm just giving you some advice about. It's amazing when people look at you and go, I'm tired of you trying to change me. I'm tired of you pushing. And realistically, the one thing that frustrates us light workers and teachers is we know we can't change anybody. All we can do is look for the reflections ourselves and work on ourselves accordingly, and then go on and keep teaching the message and hoping that the people who hear the message will do the work on themselves and do the changes accordingly, what they think. You know, allow the changes to happen to yourself. But 9 out of 10 times, if a person's looking at you saying you're trying to change them, I guarantee if you go back and listen to a conversation you had with that person, you'll probably hear that they were trying to change, or they were trying to be better, or they want to be better at what they do, or they have a goal. For example, I want to be the best psychic, spiritual, you know, I want to be a psychic medium, spiritual advisor. I want to be a really great one because I see what you do. I want to be that way. I guess they don't realize in the process of that goal, they're going to change into the other person. And the person that's right across from you that you're using as an example of where you want to be at will more than likely be the vehicle or the example that you're going to use to change. So if you're looking at that person and say, I don't like it, you're trying to change me, maybe you should step back and look at yourself, because the change is happening. And it seems like at that moment you're not allowing yourself to do so, okay? So I hope that is your card. I also saw in here, Ms. Del Rescue said, I will take a card. I'm sorry, but you're not getting my card. I will pull one for you. All right, just sit there and look at the situation of the card. I'm going to shuffle a couple times. And I didn't get hers in there, so I want to change that around just a little bit. Get that energy out of there. Go for the other one. All right. We got Richard Montez. What did he say, Richard? We got 2 guests in the room, so if the guests would like to have a card too, please do so. So why don't you guys just become members of Blog Talk Radio and have a name so we can actually work with that. All right, pull one for Miss Dog Rescue and see what happens. I want to sit there and pull out. It says, okay, here we go. She's like, yeah, I do. I says, take a deep breath. Candy says, contentment, peace, and abundance, a happy home life, the successful completion of a project. It's also, we get the impression that someone is romanticizing the past and needs to let that go for a little bit. Also focusing on their own life as a child. Okay? There is a lot of challenging information around you and that kind of stuff. But just kind of let go of things right now. It's good for you. You know, abundance is coming. Things look very good. Have patience at this time. And make long-term plans. There you go. Because it does also show the gift of money, time, and effort. New career opportunities are presenting themselves to you before the end of August. It also says receiving a loan or pay out debts. And what I get there is the idea that you can focus with your manifestation and your affirmations, and you can pay off those debts. And if you are a person who would like to sit there and focus on maybe you need a loan for something, that you can also manifest that too as well. So take that into consideration. But those are very good cards. It's a very good situation for you. So therefore, I would sit there and look at the situation like this. It's like this. Let's look at the situation of your life and say, okay, your life, if you like your life and you love it, there's still going to be changes. There's still going to be progression, and more than likely it's going to be with you. So it's like, look at the situation and say, okay, if you're any kind of situation where you're discontented with your life and you don't like it, but you do love what you do, you can also do the same thing with affirmations and manifestation, and you can change your existing life around your career. So therefore, if you're not too happy with your personal life, you can still get it to reflect. You can still do the whole. I've seen someone do this before where they was like, I love being a manager. I love my career. I love what I do. I just don't like the company I work for. So she went and detailed it and tweaked the whole freaking thing, right? And she said, okay. She went home. She wrote down what her description of a manager was. The kind of company she wanted to work with, the kind of people she wanted to work with, even down to the parking space that she wanted, down to the neighborhood she wanted to live in, just, you know, looking at everything else. And she felt like if she's supposed to live where she lived, then the neighborhood would have changed accordingly. You know, people move out, people move in, and that kind of situation. And even the job was kind of funny, too, because she got a job offer from a company, two companies, really, that she never even applied for. But somehow when you put it out to the universe, there's avenues that are created, and these things have a tendency to happen and fall on your lap. It's great. You just need to take this unnecessary worry out of your life and say, okay, in the process of this worrying, I need to take that energy and put it to what I want to do. There you go. Okay. Hi. I'll take a card if you have time. Oh, we're out of time. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. How do you pronounce that? Is that East Spring Girl? Is that what that says? To the person, the last person who typed in, they said, I would like to have a card. ESPN. Oh, ESPN Girl. Gotcha. So do you work for ESPN? If you do, can you promote me? Just like drop a little line for me. Addicted to ESPN. What's your name? Oh man. What is your name, Sarah? I bet you just love that name, Sarah. So Sarah, let me ask you one more question, and I'll pull a card for you. Where are you? Where are you located at in the world today? Sarah Smile. That's where you live? What is that? Sarah Smile, Colorado? What? San Bernardino. That's in California, right? Okay, let's pull some cards. When's your birthday, Sarah? Sarah Smile, like the hail and oat song. I know. Sarah.
October 18th. October 18th, that's still a Libra, right? But it is close to
I believe so.
I think it's close to the cusp.
That's still Libra.
Yeah, it's between Libra and Scorpio.
It's between Libra and, yeah, Libra or Scorpio. Yeah, and it's not quite.
I guess that she's a very sexual woman. She's very faithful. She's a very faithful woman. And even the idea, I see Virgo in her sign, too, so it gives you the impression of being very grounded. What year? And realistically, when you look at the situation, being very sexual is not a bad thing. It's just the idea of expression. She's very expressive at her age, too, as well. We're pulling your cards as we speak. We're putting it out there and saying, oh, look at this. Make time for those around you. Take a sensible approach. Deal with challenges in a kind and understanding way or understanding manner. Okay? And then we sit and look at the situation and go, you are very thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible. You have a tendency to attract people that are not the same, but in the situation, you are a reflection and example that they need to listen to. And sometimes they have a tendency to be resistant to that change. And then we get also here before the August, you get gifts of money, time, and effort. They also get the ideal. And people look at the situation, the career opportunities are coming to you, not realizing things can continue to come to you until the day you stop breathing. All right? Okay, and then it says the idea of opening your mind to the possibility. When it says loans and debts, it's what it's saying is this, the idea of receiving. Open your arm to receive. And I'll give you one more card, and that is a new person enters your life. It also shows a relationship with yourself begins a new phase in the process of meeting someone else who comes into your life. Very positive. It also shows the idea that you seem like here lately you have some heightened psychic abilities. And you should look at the situation of what you can do with it. A lot of people have a tendency to start these kind of spiritual evolutions later in life, and sometimes, you know, early in life, sometimes in the middle. But they do happen. So just open your arms and say, okay, no problem. Sounds perfect. And I look at the idea of Sarah. Sarah is like 57 years old. But you know something? Let's look at the situation. Does 57 actually give us any kind of indication of who Sarah is? Only from a world's perspective. If you look at it realistically, it has no bearing on her at all, because she doesn't act like a 57-year-old is what the society says it is at all.
No, it takes that after me.
What is this? Is this your sister?
No, but I happen to be 64, and I look a whole lot younger, act a whole lot younger, think a whole lot younger. I'm not ready for the rocking chair or one foot in the banana peel and the other in the grave. And neither is she. She's a young woman.
Yes, I had a person call me like the last 3 days, health insurance. The first day she called, I said, I'm sorry, I'm immortal, I don't need it. She called again. I said, I'm sorry, but the way that things work and that kind of stuff, I don't believe in health insurance, because basically those things are just feeding into fear of what could happen, and I don't focus on those things. I focus on what's going to happen, and that's how my life plays out. And she didn't, you know, she called a third time. I mean, what is this? Some kind of affirmation I need to keep repeating for myself? I'm immortal. You know, I'm not going to go anywhere until I say so, okay? But we do have somebody in the chat. I'm going to sit there and look. I'm not chat, I'm sorry. In the queue, I'm going to see if they actually want to come on the air, too. It's actually area code 347. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hi.
If you don't want to come on the show, I understand. I'm just saying, we used to have these, when, on our switchboard, we used to have hands. So we knew you wanted to come on because you had a hand up, literally. But with these ones, it's either a question mark or not.
How did you know that? Wow.
Are you okay?
I have my hand over my hand. Yeah. I wanted to ask this, if you see anything about love in the future for me.
Do I see anything about love in the future for you? I'm sorry, man. No. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
let's get rid of Donnie for now. Because you've got love coming up.
I'd love to hear people hear what they just said. The woman even asked me, she goes, will I ever find true love? I said, I don't think so. And she goes, what? And I said, well, that's what you just said. And what's the reality of never finding love in your life? And she goes, well, that is kind of crazy, isn't it? I said, yeah, but listen to yourself. And you asked the question. So what's the insecurity? What's the one thing that's, you know, the fear? What's the fear that's bouncing on you that will make you believe that you're not deserving of a loving relationship? And plus all this, also I tell everybody like this. I'm not trying to sit there and expand this, but I just, you know, we were sitting here talking about the angel of loving relationships. Now, if you sit there and listen to the name of the angel and even the definition, it doesn't say romantic. It says loving relationships. Mm-hmm. Every relationship, even if it's just with the clerk, you went to the store, that is a relationship. How do you deal? How do you interact? My friends look at me and say, you know, you say hi to everybody. If you're walking up the side of the mountain, you say hi to everybody. It's like you have this anticipation. You just love to talk to people. I said, yeah, it's amazing how people love to flock to me to do the same. So, see, like attracts like. So the idea of asking the question realistically, like going through the explanation I just came through, if you want to simplify it, is how much do you love yourself? Will I find a great love in this life? Yes, you will. Love yourself. Problem solved. Okay? Now, with your question, it's more on the extension part, right? In the process of loving yourself, okay, am I going to find someone who's going to love me as much as I love myself? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
Awesome.
I keep getting the impression of having a loving relationship happening before August. So definitely you're going to get one. I just want to sit there and look at the situation like everybody else. I want everybody to sit down and ask yourself one question. Are you ready for a big love? It doesn't matter if you are or you're not. Say yes. That's the first key to actually attracting that relationship you want. So
yes,
put me to yourself up. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
So, Dee, would you like to add something to that, please?
No, when you were saying before August, I was thinking somewhere mid-month here. And 21 comes to mind. I've just popped into my head, like around the 21st, somewhere between there and the end of the month.
I can deal with that because I was sitting looking at the thing. I would say actually I saw three, which if you actually look at the situation, a two and a one would actually equal three. So I was sitting looking at the situation between the 21st and the 3rd. So it's July 21st, and somewhere between July 21st and August 3rd. Now, what I want you to do is not the idea of focusing on the dates. It's the idea of focus on you. Like, see, I only focus on the time here. In the process of the time of working on oneself, the timing has a tendency to change. But also the timing doesn't seem to be so important anymore. In the process of opening ourselves up, we start focusing on that one, that significant other. Do you know why? Because at that moment of letting down our resistance, our soulmate, our twin flame, was already connected to us. If they are in the vicinity that close, you're opening up the door and you're opening up that line of communication that usually starts before you even meet each other. And if you talk to a lot of people who have actually met those people before they even met those people, and plus when they do meet them, they start seeing things with that person. It's like I had this Journey song and it says, when you're in love with a woman, you see your lives together through her eyes. Well, we also have to look at the eyes, too, as mirrors themselves, as reflections of us. So we see us together. And when you start seeing those things naturally as just a certain vision and stuff, it is amazing to understand that when you get down our resistance and forget about the dates and realize the dates could change so easily to the point of actually getting what we want even quicker.
That's awesome. I like the way you broke that down.
What's that?
I like the way you broke that down.
Thank you. It's one of those things I tell people all the time. Me personally, too, I'm getting realizations all the time. My angels and guides are constantly telling me things, and I get very passionate about it because I want to pass those things on to everybody else, too, and say, okay, I know for a fact the idea of having an awesome relationship is a reality. I'm deserving of it, and therefore the universe is skillfully orchestrating that meeting with that person, even to the point when you meet that person. They're still orchestrating how it's going to go. Now, we still have, everybody's like, oh, okay, don't we have free will? Why would you want to resist that? Unless you got some deeper issues that you don't think you are deserving of it. So therefore, think about it. We had these techniques I was telling people about that I used to do myself. There's a book out there called 21 Days to Finding the One. And they go through certain techniques every week for 7 weeks, 21 days, that you go through these things. And the very first thing that I thought was the most awesome thing was just to sit in the mornings before you know, like 6 o'clock in the morning, before everything's going on, before your day starts, and just sit on the floor with your legs crossed, with your hands, with your palms together, straight out in front of you, and then open them up. And as you're opening up, say, I am opening to receive. I'm opening to receive. We don't have to really say, I'm opening my life up to my soulmate, my twin flame. We really don't need to do that because the universe, God, the angels, they know. We're actually saying this to ourselves. I'm open to receiving this. And just that one simple technique I thought was awesome because it was just one of those things I do in the morning. I'm open. I'm ready. And then there was another one saying I'm ready. I'm open, ready, and prepared to meet my soulmate, which I know does exist. I am deserving of her. And the universe is skillfully orchestrating our meeting now. And I always put a little twist on it saying, this or something better now manifests for me in fully satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concern. So be it, so it is. Thank you. And you sit here and I just sit here and say, hey, man, I guarantee you, it's like the ideal. Take your expectations off the whole thing. Whoever drops in your lap, run with it. If it's the person you've been focusing on for a long time, which you knew they had feelings for you, it's like when I was telling a friend of mine, I said, I guarantee if you do the soulmate prayers, we had a soulmate prayer, it was actually working with the guardian angels of your soulmate, to actually work with them, to let down the resistance, at the same time we're working on ourselves, to bring us together. There was another one, I had another prayer that was talking about manifesting a soulmate, and a friend of mine was sitting there going, okay, I'm focusing on this one person. I didn't know who they are. I said, these prayers will still work. And they're going, how's that? See, in the process, you're focusing on your soulmate, your twin flame, aren't you? You're asking God, the angels, the guardian angels to help you find that soulmate, correct? And yes.
That's correct.
And so in the process, if this person that you say is your soulmate, you'll get closer. If you don't, then this person will go to the curb in favor of your true person that you're supposed to be with. So, see, they work. Either way, we just need to do the work. So try that one. There's actually a book out there. Where is it at? Actually, there was a book out there by Doreen Virtue called Healing with the Angels, how the angels can assist you in every area of your life. In the front part of this book, there is a prayer on finding a soulmate. But there's also a prayer underneath that one that can help you heal an existing relationship and help you heal your love life, okay? And then there's another one. What'd I do with it? It's my favorite book, and I can't find it. All right. I know you're here. I have too many freaking books.
Not under your chair, is it?
I know. Oh, there we go. I found it. Also found that credit card I lost. Okay. All right. This one here is called The Soulmate Secret, Manifesting the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction by a lady named Ariel Ford. This book is great because the prayers I was telling you about, if you want to manifest the soulmates in here, it also teaches you how to clear out the negative and the residuals from anybody else who was in your life. And also we talk about, you know, all those things you went through are in the past. But this makes this more simpler and forget that whole thing because we don't plan on jumping in our freaking time machine anytime soon, do we, to go to the past? So let's look at it like this. Everything that has happened a second ago and all the way back no longer exists. So there's no reason, there's no resistance, and there's no baggage. You just got to let go of the illusion and embrace what's going to be coming up to you because I guarantee once you let go of that, that space is no longer occupied, and now it's wide open, it's also wide open to also allow that person to come into your life. And maybe the reason you haven't found your soulmate or twin flame or haven't been able to embrace anybody because you had that illusion of that baggage still there, and now that space is no longer cluttered, now we have room for that person. Go home, sleep on the side of your bed. If you have a small twin bed, get you a big old queen-size bed and sleep on one side. Sleep on your favorite side and say, this is my side, and that's my significant other side. If you have a garage, don't park in the middle. Park to the side because you want her to park her car there. And so on and so on, closets, that kind of stuff. Start making space in your life for another, for a significant other. Also, I tell people like this in relationship counseling. If you cannot bring somebody in your life and make them number one in your life and exclude everybody else and have the security within yourself to realize that people who come and go in your life are going to continue to come and go, and you can still focus on that significant one, and they will always, if they're true friends and family, they will always be there, and you don't have to do nothing to maintain them. But your soulmate, your twin flame, when you sit and look at somebody and say, that's my significant other, that's my number one person, you're the number one thing in my life, and you make them number two, don't expect a positive outcome. Okay? But sit and look at yourself and ask yourself that question, can I do that? Because work, career, everything you do is no, it will never, ever be more important than your significant other in your life. And I guarantee you also, have a belief in God and the universe, whatever your belief is, that belief will help you have more belief in yourself. I've always said, if you love God, you love yourself. If you love God, you love yourself. I am the I am. That's you. And you were made in the image of God. He did it for a reason. So therefore, when you're on this plane, he needs all the help you can get, okay? So remember how much power you do have. You're not a powerless being. And I'm tired of hearing certain Christians say, you know something, I'm not worthy. When all the Bible, if you read the Bible says you are worthy. And you're constantly striving to be who you are. And Jesus came back to remind you of who you are as the descendant of Adam who was perfect, who was made in the image of God, who has all the abilities, all the powers, and the one thing that taps it off is you have dominion, which means you are in charge.
That's right.
It also says there's a partner with Jesus, says you guys are gods, and you will do more, you will do better works than I do. And I asked this question to somebody. I said, how many people walked on the water? Jesus did. And yes, he did. But he had, but he was also talking to somebody too, wasn't he?
That's
he
right.
Wasn't talking to fish. He was talking to, I think, Peter, who was walking on the water until what? He lost, not, he didn't lose faith in Jesus. He lost faith in himself. When you have faith in yourself, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus exists. Okay? But it has to. Like if people sitting there going, you know, in the process of people saving themselves, they say, well, you're saving those people because you're giving them the tools. Yeah, but not until they pick those tools up. They have to make the decision so they save themselves no matter what you want to look at it. And then once you do that, and then everything else kicks in, you see your guidance, you realize your connection, it all works together. But see, it doesn't work all together. You have to have that one key component too, you. You know, it's like a puzzle. A puzzle always is going to have a hole in it until you put yourself in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got Jesus, God, the angels, all those pieces of the puzzle, and then you don't have no faith, and you don't have no faith in yourself. So you have to put yourself in the puzzle. There's always going to be a hole right there until you put yourself in there and realize you are a special, unique person. And I said, if you don't believe God exists, I want you to do something. I said, get your money. If you're a billionaire, I want you to get on your plane. I want you to go around this planet. I want you to see if you can find I want you to find me two people that are identical in personality, because I guarantee you won't find it. Everybody is unique. Everybody is special. And we have to treat people as an individual basis. Do we have books and stuff that have a look at people in a group effort? Yes. These are ways of understanding. Astrology is the same way of understanding people. But it's still, we have to sit there and bring it down and focus on the individual and really get to know those people and ourselves. Okay. I'm sorry, sir. Did I kind of overwhelm you there?
No, that's fine. Thank you for all that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I will get those books.
I'm just saying, tell people all the time, the message is coming. If you want to duck, you're good. You know, okay, whatever you feel you got to do, but it's coming for a reason.
Awesome. I'll receive it.
I want you to just take the next couple of days and just resonate with the whole thing, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to go back in the archives and replay it and really look at the books.
Yeah,
and
write it down. Whatever sticks out at you, yeah, definitely do that. That would be a great thing to do. And like I said, we're going to be on tomorrow night and Sunday night. So if you need any assistance or focus or whatever, or else you want to do something one-on-one, don't hesitate to ask. All right?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We actually have another caller at you.
Woo!
All right, here we go. Hey,
I guess I'm really psychic tonight. Woohoo!
Okay. Area code 301. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, I'm great. I feel so privileged you're taking my call after hours. Thank you so much.
No problem. Just send us a check. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I didn't hear that, so that's okay.
I was just kidding. We do this a lot. I've actually called people after we were out of time. I've actually called people back because we didn't get to
them. Wow. That's really sweet. Well, mine kind of piggybacks. My name is Yvette.
Yvette?
Hi.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
We're doing fantastic.
I'm still alive and kicking and sweltering in the heat. Hope you're cool.
I'm telling you, I'm in Washington, D.C., and we hit, I think, 99 today and 103 tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm feeling it, too.
And it's humid, and I should be cool, but I'm not.
I know, and it's nighttime, and it's still in the 90s, and it's humid, so it's pretty miserable out there.
Yes, and yeah. I saw your area code because my sister lives in near Hagerstown, and I got a brother that lives in Virginia near Fairfax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're all right together in this D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, and I've lived all three places.
I used to live in Rockville and Montgomery Village.
Oh, okay. I know that area very well, as a matter of fact, right off of 270.
Yes, I used to go to Lake Forest Mall. I love that place.
Okay. Yeah.
How can we help you? I'm sorry. I was just remember this. I've been in Maryland a while.
Yes. I love it here. But my call can go after the previous one pretty well. I will tell you, I am fairly confident that I am ready to receive my soulmate. I know that I'm completely detached from, you know, my former husband. It's been several years. I know that I've done a lot of cleansing and clearing and some of the things that you were saying, like I do, like I park on one side of my driveway and I often think about, oh, I wonder would he like this, you know, and I actually think about that person and my plans and so forth. I'm becoming skeptical that maybe there's some delay or hold up, and I was really kind of wanting to call in to see, is there some sort of delay going on? Because I just feel like he should have been here by now. There've actually been some events, and I was thinking to myself, you know, whoever he is, he should have been here for this already. So can you just give me an insight? Is there a hold up, huh?
I'm seeing it from the perspective of being patient. Because I see it happening before the summer's out, definitely. You just have to be really open to it.
The thing I see the most is the experience I went through, too. I was waiting for some money to fall on my lap to pay my hotel room. And it was around that day, I'm like, okay, everything's still zero. I could have sworn, I'm focused, I'm clear, I could have sworn I let everything go. And my guide said, you haven't let go of everything. I said, well, I focus on what I need. I put it out to the universe. I do my breathing, I let it go, right? But see, I was still sitting there waiting. That was the part I didn't let go of. I felt like I had to sit there and wait for it to happen when I was actually creating a block because of that focus on the waiting part. So they said, go out and live your life. So So what I did was I said, okay, people are looking at me like I'm crazy, going, okay, shouldn't you sit there and wait and call some people and do that kind of thing? Get that money for that room, right? I'm like, something's telling me to just go out. So I said, so the voice came to me and said, what do you want to do right now? I said, I just want to go to the gym. So as soon as I headed outside, and as soon as I got picked up by the bus, a vision came to me to contact somebody that I should have contacted the night before, which I didn't do. So I did contact this person, and I was, like, nervous and stuff, going, oh, what's going to happen? We always have a tendency to make things worse than what they are because of our worry or the anticipation and also our expectations, okay? It's the idea of raising control and realize how much control that we still have on it, that one control can work against us. So I got on the bus. I'm going down through there. I call the person up. I'm sitting there going, okay, I've heard this before, so I'm going to follow through with it and see what happens. I call the person up, and I said, okay, this is what I need. And I hate to ask, but can you help me out with this situation? The person goes, yeah, no problem. I'm sitting there going, that was just too freaking easy. But, but the point is, when you look at people who are doing things so difficult, they're almost like it's one of those things of the way we've been raised, that's what we have to do. So we always look for those scenarios to make it more difficult. When we sit there and do one thing, just live down our resistance and go out and live our lives and forget all about it. But we get to the point where we have so much confidence that it's going to happen, we don't care if it happens or if it doesn't, because we know it is. We just go out and live our lives. Once you let down that resistance and let it go, I had a friend of mine who was sitting there saying, hey, you're just constantly, you know, this is just constantly saying you're wrong. You need to, you know, you need to rethink it. You need to do the whole thing. It was always diverting it. I'm sitting there going, how come you can't take 5 minutes and look at yourself and listen to what you're saying, that you might actually find your own answers of what you're really looking for in the process? I'm looking for myself. In the process of finding oneself, we also find our life partner. It's the ideal that's the attraction. So we look at, the thing I got the most was, yeah, you need to live your life. You need to go to Lake Forest Mall and just shop, okay?
You should go buy Donnie a gift.
And just keep going and going and going and going. And just keep living your life. Because I feel like, see, this is what I look at. When people get resistance and refuse to see anything that they feel, everything crosses your path is important.
Okay?
Nobody can change you. Nobody can push you and make you do anything you don't want to do. Now, we can blame everybody saying, oh, you made me buy that whole thing because of the way you treated me. But realistically, the person kept themselves in the situation and allowed themselves to be treated that way, where they didn't even look at the situation. Why am I being treated like that? So once they walk away from the situation and start going, okay, when you start really paying attention to all those things that are presenting themselves to you, your angels are giving you signs.
Yeah, they are. I see little signs.
But what the signs are for is to make you relax and quit worrying that the person is. It's not one of those, because it's like asking yourself to sit down. Because I had a lady the other day I was working with on healing, and she said she'd been doing so many healings. They don't really work. And I asked her flat out, "Do you think that you deserve to have a healthy life and a healthy body?" And she said, no. I said, okay, can you also conceive in your mind the image of a perfect body? And she said, no. So, see, that person, probably the one thing that's holding her back from having a whole, complete, and healthy body is her own perceptions.
Right.
Because it's already there at the threshold. It's already there. It's like, hey, hello, we're right here. And I think it's the same thing with the idea of what, in your situation, too. It's right there at the threshold. But it's the idea of taking it, tracing it back to, and people get crazy when I sit here and go, sometimes I even get kind of leery when I work with I'll sit there and say, the women I've worked with, every time you trace a problem back to them, this woman looks you right in the face and says, you're just like my husband. It's always my fault. Every decision you've ever made in your whole life, you made.
So therefore,
honestly, it is your fault. But like I tell everybody else, too, all those good things, they were your fault, too. It's just the idea of realizing that and increasing the good things that were your fault that cancels out the bad things. So you'll look at yourself and your life and say, okay, I want to have a fantastic life with my soulmate twin flame. Also remember, you're still going to have some challenges and some obstacles to get through. And those obstacles and situations are going to be totally different. Because they're going to be, they're a group effort to get over.
Right.
I mean, the individual is very important because they're very important to the strength of a relationship. And people don't realize that, that you can't really commit to each other. And you really can't have a very strong relationship unless you have two very strong people who also know their inner strength as well. And I'm sitting here looking at the situation going, it's the ideal. I keep seeing 222s everywhere, and 222s tell me a lot of things when it comes to this situation. And it's the ideal that what you're focusing on is manifesting and is coming to the surface. But the one thing that caution you on, too, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess
it always happens
when
you're not expecting it.
When I'm not, that's every second. That's going to be pretty tough. Okay, by the end of the summer.
Yeah, that's what I see. Before the summer's out.
Yep. Do an exercise, okay? Do this.
Okay. What is it?
I want you to walk through life. I want you to get up in the morning. I want you to focus on your soulmate, your twin flame, whatever you were focusing on, that relationship you're looking for only 15 minutes, okay? Feel it, picture it, see it's like a mental movie. Have a little screen in your head and, you know, write it down what you want or just put it on that image and see that movie playing itself out with you in it, him in it, everything that you want to see in this relationship, everything, okay? After that 15 minutes, my fun thing I like to do is say, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So be it so it is. Thank you. Thank you and thank you. And then, to take your mind off of this, spend the rest of the day being grateful for everything you see, have, and are, to the point where it's like, I'm thankful and grateful, and just sit here and say to yourself, I am so happy and grateful, and thank you, God and angels, for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you for all the miracles and blessings in my life, the ones that are happening and the ones that are happening right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, this is going to help you. For one thing is, you got to get your mind off of it. You cannot focus on it 24/7. You have to give it. You have to detach from it, so therefore it can unfold naturally. What I say? Unfold naturally, because a lot of us have these expectations of when it should happen and when it shouldn't happen. And realistically, that's the universe's responsibility. Ours is to conceive this thought, say this is what I want, put it out there, and then focus on the outcome, not what in between. Because if your center is focused on any timing, saying, hey, it should have been here by now. The universe is saying, I don't think so. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. It's going to happen at its own time. And it's the idea of realizing, like I had that one prayer I told you about. I don't know if you heard that one, but I was sort of saying, hold up, I want to get that one out. Just make sure I see it right. Where is
that? Hello?
Jared,
I'm here.
Okay. Hello. He was cutting out.
I don't know what Donnie's doing.
Oh, okay. We're losing you, Donnie. Okay, that's better.
What I'm doing is like this. I want you to go back
to
the archives.
Because it's the weather.
As soon as we're done with the archives, okay?
Okay, I will.
And listen to this, because it says, Dear Guardian Angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes, and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us recognize each other and have the courage to say hello so that we can eventually devolve into a truly intimate relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before you go to bed tonight, say, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. Even the relationship with myself. There's affirmations in here that talk about this. They're focusing on you. They say, This one particular one here is like this. I am loved. I am lovable. I am love. Say it over and over again, and then when you feel like it's resonated with you, then say, so be it, so it is. Then go one step further and say, I am loved, cherished, and adored. I am loved, cherished, and adored. I am loved, cherished, and adored. And these are things you're working on yourself. And the more you work on yourself, the more you love yourself unconditionally, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So do everybody else. Love.
Okay.
He says, I love myself. I appreciate myself. Yes, I can love and be loved.
Okay.
I feel, and then the one I was